This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Harvest 17 is in the books for most operations in the area, and the words I've heard the most this fall when I ask about yields are better than expected. And Wiffles Hybrids District Sales Manager Chris Vaughn has the same story for us this morning. Chris says he was pleasantly surprised with this year's results, and it's not too early to start making seed selections for next spring.
Yeah, this fall was actually a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be come June, July. I was expecting whenever those combines started to roll, I thought we were going to be anywhere from that 120 to 160 bushel range where luckily we were cool. Even though we were dry, we had those nice, cool nights, and even in August, nice, cool days, and it just really supported this yield that we came out. I've been hearing numbers over 200 into, some 250s and some yield monitors spotting it at over 300, and just everybody in general has been, seems to be over, their highest yields ever, anywhere from, 5 bushel to 10 bushel over their highest yields they've ever had. I think harvest went really well this year. We had a few rain delays in there, which was well-deserved after that big, long, dry spell we had. Several combine fires, unfortunately. But after those rains, they seemed to really die down pretty quick. So there are a few people out there had some rough spots just because of this few incidents they had, but I think after we really got going, it seemed like it was drawn out. It just never wanted to end with the amount of yield, with the amount of corn we needed to haul out of the field to some of these untimely rains that just seemed to keep on coming. But overall, I think it went very well. Even bean yields out there, what I've heard, were phenomenal.
Nice to hear a positive report. What you said with being pleasantly surprised, same story that I've heard from a lot of farmers that I've talked to, and some of their comments is, I really wasn't expecting to see this, these yields, this type of production from the crops, and they said it really just says something about how far along the genetics have come today versus however many years ago when they first started farming.
Yes, definitely. The genetics that we have now have really spoken big for themselves. Even up north, I had a little bit of a problem with a non-GMO number I put into a plot. I had some armyworm damage in two of my non-GMO numbers that was right in the middle of an entire traded field. But even though those two numbers, it was only 1,000 foot long by 6 rows, that being eaten up by armyworm really made me a bigger believer of this technology working. It was a late planted plot, and there was armyworm that got flushed. They hatched and they moved on into this field, and they ate up on the non-GMO and all of the traded stuff. You could tell to the row where the traded stuff was. That right there makes me a firm believer that all this trait worked, even though it was suppression only in the hybrids that had the technology. It's just great to see that, and the drought tolerance we have in a lot of these hybrids. It's great to see. It really is. For the amount of money that we pay for these hybrids to get them planted, it's nice to know that we have that insurance, and that insurance right there is just working for it. The kernel counts this year were unheard of. I know in July, August, we were looking at having a divisor of 80, if not 90. I've heard of some people out there that were doing it by 100, that were giving us these lower yields, where this corn just got so deep. The kernels were just extremely deep this year, and I've heard divisors that they were down into the 50, 55,000 kernels per bushel. It just, all this stuff got so deep and flexed really well depth-wise, maybe not rows long or rows around, but it just got so deep and such big grain that even there were several test weights that were coming out surprisingly high, which is another great thing. Especially, I know what we do at Wiffles, we really thrive on having heavy test weights, so it's great to hear. It really is.
Well, as I already said, it's really nice to hear a positive report from you, Chris. And I haven't asked you, I just assume, but is harvest done? I mean, do you have any fields, stragglers left out there, or the growers that you work with, is that pretty much all wrapped up?
Almost everybody is wrapped up. I've got a few people that are still hanging on, just finishing up a little bit of corn, a few fields of beans, nothing much. It's all pretty well done. A lot of the field work is done, if not pretty darn close to being done. Even ammonia. All the ammonia that I'll have go on this fall is on. There may be a few guys that are going to try to finish up here next week. But it seems to be everything is pretty well wrapped up, and now I know guys are sitting down and wanting to talk corn and take orders, and now that's kind of, we've moved out of the harvest session, and now we're trying to close the books on 2017 harvest, and I know for some people it seems to be early, but we're already thinking about 2018. We've been thinking about 2018 since about August for these new hybrids we're going to be planting for next year. And so I know a lot of these guys are wanting to sit down and start talking about our 2018 crop.
Well, it is a great time to be planning for the year ahead. And I know you probably have some discounts right now on seed orders. And talk to us a little bit more about those new hybrids that are going to be available. What guys should be thinking about as they're trying to plan ahead for planting in 2018?
Yeah, so our discount schedule is we've got a 8.5% cash discount coming up in December 15th, and then we move on to 8% in January. So if we're thinking about it, we really don't like to give too big of a hit if you're thinking about going from December into January, just because I know tax purposes, sometimes you don't know till the end of the month. So that 0.5%, which is really nice, you know, the difference there between the December and January. Several of our big hitters this year that we'll be planting again next year for Wiffle's hybrids will be 7976, 7696, which both performed excellent in the Montgomery County Young Leaders plot right there in Butler. Another one is 7456, which is a full flex hybrid. It's wonderful on light to real mucky ground. And then, of course, our number one hybrid overall, which everyone who plants Wiffles has probably tried it, seen it, or currently have it on their farm, in 7888, which is a smart stack hybrid, which is also available in the Double Pro. But it is our leading hybrid in sales and our leading hybrid in yield as well. And we've come out with three brand new non-GMO numbers even this year. So Wiffles Hybrids, being an independent company, we are not owned by anybody except for Bill and Bob Whipple. We think greatly upon the small farmer, the big farmer, and everyone in between. So we come out with new non-GMO numbers just about every year. We've got a wonderful non-GMO selection. We've even got some hard endo in there. And we've come out with several brand new Double Pro hybrids, which I believe are the best in the market, along with our non-GMO. And we've also keep coming out with wonderful Smart Stack hybrids that we've come out with two brand new ones this year in the Smart Stack, and four new ones in the Double Pro. So I think we have some of the top genetics in the industry, and coming from a small independent family company from Geneseo, Illinois, which is just 20 minutes east of Quad Cities, it's great to have a family-owned operation as well as a Illinois-based company. They're wonderful to work for, and if you ever have a problem, Bill and Bob are only a phone call away.
And Chris, maybe your phone number you could give us and our listeners if they'd have questions or would like to contact you to talk about seed orders?
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, I live in Litchfield, Illinois, so if you see the white truck with Wiffles running around on it, you can stop me at any time. Or my phone number is 217-737-0239.
Chris Vaughn, District Sales Manager for Wiffles Hybrids. And a friendly reminder that the Litchfield FFA will begin selling poinsettias Monday morning at 8:30, and they'll be for sale until 3:30 that afternoon. Colors include red, white, Pink, White Glitter, Jingle Bell Rock, and Marble. Those poinsettias are $7 a piece or $6 a piece if you buy three or more, and you can stop by the school or contact an FFA member to purchase yours. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.